Blog Talk Radio.
That's how I'm the only one in the city doing it.
Uwayo. Uwayo.
Uwayo.
Uwayo.
I've been walking.
Uwayo.
My face turned to
Uwayo. Uwayo.
Weight on my shoulder.
Back of my head, just in case I have to run.
Uwayo.
Do what I can when I can, while I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night,
that's why I'm gonna
stand up,
take my people with me.
Together we are
going
to a brand new home far across the river.
Can you hear
freedom calling, calling me to enter?
Gonna keep on
keeping on. I can feel it in my bones,
and I know. Ooh. What's around the bend might be hard.
Does something to me, it puts me there. Yes. Oh, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Truth and Power Corner. This is Sister Nelly Queen. I am so glad to be here with you all today. Air date, September the 24th, 2021. Yes, come on into the digital den. Come on in, get comfortable. Let me take care of some housekeeping. And then I'm going to introduce my guest for today. We're going to get into this show. I want to, first of all, thank you all for joining us tonight. I want to thank you all. I appreciate all the love and continued support from everybody. Please reach out, donate to $Vanguards Academy to support the platform. We thank you all for your continued support. Salute to all our political prisoners, POWs, and elder comrades. We must do better by them, family. They are still being tortured, murdered, and we are not doing enough. Our outrage is not strong enough. We lost a brother. We lost one of our elder comrades. He was just released in 2020, and he died this past week. One of our brother Africa, we need to reach out to these families, to these political prisoners, and help family. We are not doing enough at all. I want to say salute to all our black media platforms, our sisters and brothers that continue to spread the truth and power to us. Thank you for your continued work. Salute to Brother Noble, Sister Monique, and our family in Stonecrest and Colorado with Unity Community News. We are growing, we are here, and we are on the move. Join us. I want to say salute to the Republic of New Africa, President Samayat, Vice President Mama Ayodele, our black delegates and our black citizens. Free the land family. And also salute to all of our family that is providing African-centered education for our children. Continue to do their work. We love you all and we appreciate the work that you all are doing. I want to say thank you again for joining us today. I'm about to introduce our guest for this evening. I am so, so happy and so honored to have them on the show today. This is my second year, third season with this family. We have been doing our thing and we're going to continue to do our thing. We're growing, spreading our wings, moving, doing what we need to do. And hey, it is beautiful. This is my first family. My family, formerly known as Mile High News, now Unity Community News. I want to introduce them to the show today, and I'm going to unmute the mics, and I want each one of you all to come on in. Come on in. Welcome, family. Introduce yourselves and tell the people who you are. Welcome to the show today, Unity Community News. What's up, family?
Hey, yes, Sister Melly.
What's up, Melly?
What's up? How y'all doing?
We are good. How are you?
Doing good, man. You know me, man. What's up, man? How y'all doing? I want each one of y'all to start off. And, brother, we're going to start with Sister Mo. We're going to start with the Queen. We're going to let her introduce herself to the family.
Right.
And we're going to go ahead and into the show. Go ahead, Sister Mo.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Like she said, I'm Sister Mo, but I'm Monique Turner, Noble's wife, and I live in Stonecrest now. I was born and raised in Denver, Colorado, but we moved to Georgia recently. We've been here for about 2 months, and I moved my job up here. Not only that, it's just a lot of resources that I didn't have in Colorado. So what we want to do is take some of the resources here, build with a team here, and then put those resources back in Denver, Colorado, since we honestly couldn't get enough love and support. I mean, we got a lot of love and support. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking none of it, but more love and support. And I think that we should be able to go from different cities and states and connect. And eventually we'll all be holding hands, connecting in one big circle, and there'll be an inner, and then there'll be an outer, and we'll be the outer. And so.
Ashe. All right, Brother Noble, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Definitely. Peace and love, fam. First, I want to say thank you to Sister Melly for having us on. Definitely. Yay. Gotta keep that going. The show, and I praise you and your show that you're doing. We got to keep this information coming out by any means necessary, by any channel, by any way we can get it. So my name is Brother Noble Turner. I am originally from Denver, too, and just recently moved here to the new Black Wall Street, the over 90% Black, the opportunity zone for a lot of our people, Stonecrest, Georgia. And, you know, I spent a lot of time in my life trying to find this place, and it just popped up on me, you know what I'm saying? Because where I'm from, it's there's not too much of this unity, you know what I'm saying? And there's not too much of us, period, really, you know what I'm saying? Colorado, we are pretty much 14%, and I think it's going under than that, you know what I'm saying? We are currently trying to do the same thing we are doing out here, doing it in my hometown of Denver, Colorado, and we have land, 40 acres, in Alamosa, Colorado. So, you know, I came out here to find some kind of advice, some kind of example of what I'm doing, because a lot of people don't think that you know, you can build communities. Well, I'm not only just in the community, I'm in the actual Black city founded by Black people. You know what I'm saying? That's why I encourage everybody to look up Stonecrest, Georgia, and the history, They are just recently founded in 2017. And you know what I'm saying? It's over 15 miles of a real city. You know what I'm saying? It's actually one of the biggest and it's the fastest growing cities in, if you know anything about Atlanta or Georgia, it's DeKalb County. So it's the fastest growing city out here. So, and it's nothing but our people. So that when I came out here, it was just a shell shock. And I'm still being shocked every day, just, you know, seeing my people and seeing all the opportunities we have, and even for my kids, you know. So I just love it. And but I'm still going to bring the love back to Denver, Colorado, to Alamosa, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? Like my wife said, we're going to bring different channels from, you know, from Denver. We have some potential land in Oklahoma. We have some potential land in Florida. We have some potential land in Arkansas. So we're going to do this. You know, it's going to take a while because we're doing it right and we're not letting nobody infiltrate this and you know, trying to mess it up. But it's going to happen. So definitely. Sorry,
Ashe,
you know, I'm wrong with
Ashe. That. Ashe, Brother Nova, Ashe. That's what's up. You feel me? I'm about to open up another mic. We have another caller calling in from our Unity Community News family. Come on in. I think I know who this is. Come on in, Chairman. What's up?
hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey, that's like two on the mic.
What's up, Chairman? Introduce yourself to the people, and then we're going to get right on into the show. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Chairman Sekou. And I am a board member for Unity Community and a longtime No Limit soldier, Black First, been involved in the movement for the last 50 years or so, and coming strong as we go.
I say. Yeah, welcome to the show, Brother Sekou. This is my family. This is my first family. You feel me? And so we want to get on. We want to come on in. Like I said, we're going to get on into this show. This past weekend, we had the Black Power Summit down in Coldwater, Mississippi. I'm talking about it was fabulous. You feel me? Next year, y'all going to have to be here. You feel me? And then my thing is this. Like I told them, man, we connected. We need to be building. By the time we come to that summit next year, we ought to be telling people what we have built together this year. You feel me? So I want to get into some of the things that we talked about, right? And one of the things we talked about is operational unity. And when they put it into, we had a lot of speakers, you know, we had a lot of powerful speakers. And then one of the brothers put it into this scenario, right? You know how you have the body system, right? You have the urinary tract, you have the digestive tract, you have the respiratory system, all these different systems, right, working independently, but they working together to make the whole operate, right? That's how we're going to have to do as Black people, right? Because all of us not going to be on the same agenda. All of us not going to be of the same mindset. But we all got to work together to make the whole operate, right? So I want to know, you know, I want to hear you all's opinion on that. We're going to start with Sister Mo. Go ahead, sis.
So, I mean, I do agree. We do have our systems. And I'm going to just, you know, not to take it away from what you were saying, but I do want to speak on the poke, the vaccine. And I'm going to come back to that. I'm sorry, but I really got to say this because it's been heavy on my heart as far as this vaccine. And we all don't have the same body structure. Now, let me start by saying, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the coronavirus is not real. And I know people are getting sick and people are dying. But when they're saying that it's mostly us, how could it not be mostly us when in the United States we are a smaller percentage? So, of course, it's going to be more of us getting it. And also, when you look at the vaccine, like I was saying, we're not all the same. So who were you testing it on? We all, so for me, I have a creator. And I know I didn't create myself. And so my creator put everything in me that I need in my DNA when I was born. And so I'm not saying don't take the vaccine. Like they're saying, if it's right for you, then take it. But my problem is, why is it being pushed on us in such a way that you can't even go to stores now, you can't go to events now, and they're trying to make you take it. But then people who do speak up against it, they're the ones being crucified pretty much. But then it's okay for people to say to take it, and then there's nothing. It's just, okay, as many people can say take it, celebrities and all of this, but then us, if we say we don't want to take it because we don't think it's right for us and our kids, then that is a problem. And they're even coming out with a new show called Anti-Vaxxers and, like, really trying to bring up criminal charges at this point. And so I'm sorry. I didn't want to get off of that. But as far as our DNA, for my people, I need you to really, really look into it. And if somebody didn't take it, don't crucify them and don't judge them for not taking the vaccine, because you have your choice. We have our own choice. And I'm not judging you for taking it. And I'm not saying that it's not real, because trust me, I had it. So I know it's real. But I don't think that a vaccine would have kept me from getting it. I think I still would have got it. And that's just my personal opinion. And so I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan, but I do hate to see everything going on with everybody coming at her, because it's okay for even people to, like the one guy to say, F your kids. And that's a whole nother agenda. We're not going to get into that they're pushing on us. But us people who don't want to get vaccinated should have the right and the choice. And you shouldn't be judged for it, for not wanting to get it, just like we're not judging you for wanting to get it. I'll yield. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but
that's all right, because some things we might need to start there, you feel me? Because,
yeah,
like I said about this vaccination, don't ask me. That's my personal medical business. So if you ask me, am I vaccinated, that's none of your business. So they say in Canada,
if I want to, or not.
Thank you. Because this was one of my questions to y'all today. Because in Canada, at Walmart in Canada, they've already said that they have to show that they've been vaccinated before you can come in and shop. So a motherfucker asked me if I'm vaccinated, come in and shop. You kiss my ass. I don't have to come in your store. You feel me? So we might need to start right here.
Now.
So go ahead.
It's everywhere now. We tried to go to...
We
tried to go to a concert this weekend, and they asked us if we were vaccinated to get into the concert. And so you mean to tell me, if people look up Henrietta Lacks, this is a black woman who they used her to cure every disease out there. Now, we have those same genes. So you mean to tell me that you will go to her to get everything you need to cure people all over the world, but you're going to tell me that I have to take a vaccine? And I'll yield. I'm sorry. Here's Adolf.
Go ahead, brother.
Well, wow. I don't know how I'm going to follow that, because I got to switch it all the way on back too. But, but Mars always comes back to it always comes back to unity. Honestly, family, and we really know, honestly, none of this is a surprise what they're doing. From the jab, from the Tuskegee experiments, which was the first jab that we went through, from the, what they're doing with Planned Parenthood, we know that they are out to get us. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much more than that, they are really out to extinct our race. So the question is, it turns back to the family, what are we going to do about it? That's the whole thing. What are we going to do about it instead of sitting up there, okay, yeah, we know. We've been knowing this. Our grandfathers' grandfathers knew about this. But the whole thing is, what are we going to do about it? And that's what we need to really be focusing on. Of course, there's problems. Of course, we can address it and stuff, but why? When we know the problem, but the thing is, the problem will never get solved because we don't understand the solution and we don't know the solution. And that's what we need to be focusing on. All these meetings, all these conferences, and you know, I'm not saying nothing, but, you know, all this, everything needs to be strictly on how we are going to get out of this. You know,
exactly.
Whether it be our brother, like our brother Maury, he moved out to Africa. He's building a three-bedroom unit, and we're going to show that footage on Unity News. But whether it be that or it be creating our own here, you know what I'm saying? It needs to be something because, like I said, we know the problem. So that's one hurdle we need to get over, and let's figure out some solutions. So I yield. Peace, man.
Ashe. Go ahead, Chairman. Go ahead, Chairman.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, the vaccine is a response to the military virus that was created in the laboratory and it got out of control. And the one who created the virus is the same one who's creating the vaccine. Now, it don't make no sense to go to the one who created the problem to fix it. That's not the one. So the vaccine is not, I repeat, is not a cure for the virus. It's not. And they stopped announcing the results after the first two shots, saying you needed a third shot, which let me know that the first two don't work on no long-term basis. It's a temporary move to really keep people in a state of instability and concern about what's really going on. So for those who are pushing the virus, they have bitten into the propaganda.
Okay.
All right, and so they're going to push the propaganda line. All right, that's part of the psychological warfare that we're involved in that's bent on killing folks. The virus was created, humanly created, to kill people. That's where the problem lies in terms of the code of conduct. Why would you do that? See, why would you do that? Why would you be so bent on killing life as opposed to sustaining life and making life better? See?
Gotcha.
So there's a sickness in that. So you have to follow the logic, right? And a great example, what you got going on with Haiti. America has always spent energy in putting his boot heels on the neck and looking to kill off its opposition in Haiti. Now, why would you travel all the way that distance to go get under a bridge and then turn back to go back to where you were without even giving you a glass of water and a butter biscuit? Why? Why would you do that? They bought into the story, all right? And then in the process, they suffered. But it was a great example for the folks who stayed in Haiti of what not to do. All right? You got to stick with your own and stay where you're at. Underneath Haiti is the largest pool of oil in the Caribbean Basin. They want that.
Wait a minute. You said under Haiti is what?
Under Haiti is the largest pool of oil in the Caribbean Basin. They discovered it 5 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. So they got to get Haiti out of there.
Wow.
That's why they keep
trying
to destroy Haiti.
But
if you remember,
crazy.
Man, Haiti is the only one in the whole of our black history that defeated them in war. Like Napoleon.
Exactly.
They're
see
the
how
ones
they
that took
down.
Out Napoleon.
And you see how they killed them.
They still got beef with them, and I bet That would not surprise me at all. It's probably way more.
And
than
look, because y'all know that they went over there. Because y'all know that they went over there and destroyed their land where they can't grow on it. Look, y'all, we have another caller, right? We have another caller calling in out of Colorado. I'm about to open up this line. And plus, we have another guest that called in, and this is our vice president of the Republic of New Africa. So I'm going to join her into the call as well, right? But I'm going to let our other family from Colorado calling in from 720-229. I'm going to open up your mic, introduce yourself, and welcome to the show. Come on in. Come on in. I think I know who this is. Come on in, Nisa.
Peace, love, and black empowerment, family. It's y'all's little sister, Bianca. Hey, Uncle
Yes,
I just would love to speak on Haiti right about now because, see, a lot of people don't know the history of why Haiti even had any dealings with America. Now, let me break this down. France owes Haiti, okay? France owes Haiti over $4 billion and has owed Haiti for quite some time because of the fact that we had to pay for our own damn freedom. Now, I'm saying we because my father was Haitian. Now, that being said, when we refused any type of Haitians, refused any type of help from America for the longest. They ended up putting plates up under, this is registered by HARP. They put plates up under certain parts of the ocean. That was them playing God again and making hurricanes. But this is one thing. If it doesn't follow the path of the slave trade, we know something is off. Okay, so either way, that being said, America ended up coming in trying to make Haiti need their help. That's why that hurricane was so bad. Do you understand? They made us need their aid. They stole children during that time. They did all kinds of drug, human trafficking, everything during that time. They ushered in Western paternalism over there, and then they turn around and the ones that they abducted and all this stuff are the ones that you see that they're trying to wrangle now. So this being said, it's only because France done partnered up with America that you see this type, but the it's still modern day slave trade, period. And when it comes down to it, the bill got put in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Because there was an accountability level that had to be set in Haiti. We did. We established that accountability level. Now, this can all be researched and can all be proven. But
you ain't lying,
that instance,
you ain't lying. They done set them hurricanes there several times. You're not lying about
that.
Yeah,
do you see what I'm saying?
Real.
I ain't lying about that.
Right.
They've been trying to
force.
But look, they love pushing people down and then offering them a Band-Aid after the fact.
They manipulated weather. They sent those hurricanes.
Yes, they did. They've been doing it. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and it was forcing financial hands, basically. It's always, you like Auntie Millie just said, or Uncle Sekou just said, there is oil underneath. There is always a natural resource under some third world country, like they like to say. But
this is a
better
honestly,
world than yours if they have that type of resource.
And honestly, people
so
don't even know that.
World?
Not just the resources of oil. Like Brother Sekou said, man, did you know that the last earthquake that they had was like a 7 point something, and it was so many kids misplaced, and these kids were taken in the slave trade.
So
it ain't just oil. It ain't just oil. It's melanin that they need. You know, people don't believe that they are on a shortage of melanin, and the sun is getting hotter and hotter.
And it's
man,
worth
it's,
more
it's,
than
it's
gold.
Some chickens. It's some chickens coming home to roost, man. And a lot of people have to see
exactly,
that. That's why we have to act accordingly.
So we, but
that's
we
why
also
we have to act accordingly because they are coming
other
after not just
movements. as far and get behind those, because yes, France does owe Haiti. You know what I'm saying? And truth be told, America owes Haiti. Because at this point, you guys have displaced so many children calling yourselves trying to help during this, and they literally had to put a stop to certain planes and missionary companies or, you know, organizations coming in to Haiti because they knew what they were doing. They were stealing our children.
That's
crazy. So that being said, you know, and it really makes me very paranoid about what's going on out here in Denver. Now, I've put this in a little bit of a chat, but I'm going to let it be known. They are not allowing parents to go into DPS schools past the office this year. Now, mind you, I've always been able to walk to my children's classrooms. You know, look in their little window, see what they have to, make sure they on point, all of that. No. And it really scares me because it's like there's too many pedos in the goddamn system. That's enough. Well, okay, I was about to go into the Tay Anderson situation because I was about to be like, that's the reason why they're gunning for him. They love exposing what they're doing to an innocent bystander, a person who's coming in to make a difference.
Wow. I'm gonna open up this mic and let the Vice President of the Republic of New Africa, Vice President Mama Ayodele, Vice President, come on into the show. Introduce yourself and join the conversation, Mama. Come on, Mama.
Free the land, comrades. Happy to be here. You did a wonderful conversation. And to know that, you know, everyone is assessing the world. We do know that everybody, including Haiti, is under a neo-colonial rule. And you know the tricks and you know the methods in which all of us right now are being manipulated because this is social engineering. We are the experiment. I'm in total agreement with everybody's right to choose. But since we work under the Ministry of Health and Society of the Republic of New Africa, the very first thing that we ask our citizens, because every one of you and I are a citizen, it's just whether you choose to be a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa. We ask our citizens, because we are melanated people, to go more plant-based, to go ahead and fortify using herbs, using sea moss, using the different types of vitamins from various foods, and to stay away from mucus causing cuisine, whether it is, you know, your mama's mac and cheese, that ice cream, that cheesecake, so on and so forth, because we know that this particular virus is going to gather around the lungs. And if you have underlying conditions like high blood pressure, heart issues, dialysis, diabetes, and anything else, you're going to be weakened. And what has happened, family? What has happened? Did we listen?
No.
Did we start
did
making those
exactly
changes
what
in our lipids? Exactly. So here we are, and the virus has mutated because it's a man-made virus, and it's mm-hmm. mutating. It's so-called having all these different M's and U's and all kinds of other things. And those of us that have chosen not to take the vaccine, we're probably going to test it as I did, but how will you navigate through? I did not have to go to the hospital. I used my herbs. I used tinctures. I used the African bitters. I used what I could, water, so on and so forth. And even though I did not like having to be exposed to COVID, I have survived. I have survived. I did not have to go into the hospital, get on the respirator, but there's many, when I say thousands upon thousands, they're not taking these measures. And look what's happening.
Or even, you know, in that instance, I fully agree with you, Queen, because it is more, even precautionary measures around your home. Cut an onion in half. Cut a few onions up. Put them on higher points within your home. They always catch bacteria. Increase on your garlic and your turmeric as far as vitamins. You know, it's things about elderberry. It's things like that, hopping in front of being proactive, you know, because
absolutely,
they're going to mess around absolutely and try and mess even with the produce and everything. So when it comes down to it, yes, growing your own is the best, but if you're not able to, making sure that you're not actually buying from like some store. Buy from, you know, black gardeners or, you know, a black farmer's market or something. Buy from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, and then the thing is, y'all know that they have out that it is about to be a meat shortage, a food shortage, because all of that meat that was contaminated and different things when we first came out with the coronavirus. So now it's about to be a meat shortage, this and the other thing. Because I was like, that's good. That means that a lot of people don't come off that goddamn meat.
You can see it.
Yeah,
you
that ain't never bothered us no way. We always had rice and pasta and beans and stuff like that in our pantries. We have been raised to shop that way, you know, think economically about food stretching. So that type of stuff really don't even bother us.
Exactly, because we're going to survive. That's the whole thing. That's what this is what this was supposed to do. Push us back into survival mode, right? Because we're going to have to go back to our ancestors. We're going to have to go back to our natural healing. We're going to have to go back. You feel me? So this is what this was supposed to do. You feel me?
Exactly.
So
it's a reset. I welcome it.
Go ahead, Mom.
To be honest today, I'm sorry about the interruption. To be honest, I think that's going to be the only way that we will truly achieve unity, because, you know, it takes something major for us. Like back in the days, it was the civil rights movement and, you know, the bus boycott, you know what I'm saying? Them people had to go through tragedies, which was the little girls being bombed in the church and much, much more. But that was pretty much what set it off in Emmett Till. But it has to be something major for our people to come together. And back then, that was that. But now we're all comfortable here in this new little setting that we have in this little
society. Yeah, they tested. That's why they put some hair rice.
And I
can't
wait.
Look, they put all of them in our faces because they want to see if we're going to react the same way that our elders reacted over Emmett Till. Do you see what I'm saying? And they see that their desensitizing programming that they've been doing is working, because people will grieve over it and act a fool about it for about a half a year, and then they'll just, you know what I'm saying? They'll wave a stimulus and, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry, I'll calm down, that type of stuff. You see what I'm saying? And we have to have that same passion and fearlessness and saying wrong is wrong is wrong. I don't give a damn how many times you repeat that it's right in my face.
I say.
We have to have that standing again. We have too many of our own that will be willing to die on their damn knees than stand.
Exactly. We're not responding appropriately.
That unity that you speak of has to be with one mission, as Garvey has always told us. What is everybody's mission? Remember that we have the Republic of New Africa has declared its 5 states in the South. Every other state is, people live there, people thrive there, but we are talking about sovereignty. What does that look like for most people? Queen and brother have migrated back to the national territory, which is Georgia. You have other people who are going to be outside, but will they support independence? Will they support what we call the black Oklahomas that you're talking about, the black Wall Street? The black Wall Street presupposes that you have everything that you need and that you do not need to go to anybody else, because that is what they did. That money circulated 364 or 63 days before it went outside. That is not where we are now. because some of us do not believe in cooperative economics and do not believe in collective work and responsibility. We want to be rich, but we want to be black capitalists. That is not what we're talking about. That is not
being the baby on the line. I'm going to ask you this because I've had a lot of younger ones have come and approach me about this too. If they, okay, so they're like, and I have to explain it in such a manner where I'm like, it's all about your respect for yourself once you have a knowledge of self, you know, but they're like, when you're coming into the movement, it seems like there's a lot of rules and regulations and this and this and that. I want to do it. I'm not perfect. Okay, well, I get this. You see what I'm saying? I understand all of this. So this is what I would like to kind of throw out here as an open question.
Okay, let me start with this.
Where do you set the standard to be like, you know what, at least you have to at least be doing this in order, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to exclude anybody who's not necessarily ready for the full revolution, but at the same time, they are getting ready. You know,
let me say this right here. If you are really about being liberated, you have to be really about being pulled away from these monkeys, right? You have to be fully about being who you are, unapologetically black. So if you're not going to be unapologetically black, you're playing games, right? Because see, you have to get up every day and you have to say to yourself, you have to look in the mirror and be truthful to yourself. Right? So when I look in the mirror, yeah, I'm truthful to myself. I'm not going to answer to name another monkey in my life. They mean nothing to me. I'm going to keep them in their place, right? So how many other people are unapologetic like that? Yes, you have to be different.
And that's the thing.
Y'all be,
they find myself at a point where it's like I can teach the children, but I can't really teach no adults. You see what I'm saying? So
well,
it's like
the thing. You're not supposed to be teaching adults because your mission in life right now is to mold, groom, and educate and guide the children of our future. Do not lie to them.
Right.
Always tell them the truth. You can't go back and bring no old motherfucker telling them what to do because guess what? They're going to do what they do. So if you're not committed as an adult, because I look at it like this, when you're an adult, you have decisions that you have to make, not excuses. See, I don't ride on excuses. I don't ride on.
Well, what I was saying is, they might be very passionate about where they stand within the movement, but because of the way that they was raised, they going about it all wrong. Does it make sense?
Yeah, but if they're going about it all wrong, they got to come to a decision and pick who they wanna see, who they wanna follow. Because guess what? You're gonna have to follow your ancestors and your elders, right? So you got to be of dissension, and you have to realize yourself, because once you find yourself, you're going to find your tribe. You're going to find your tribe. And once you find your tribe is going to guide you. You cannot be out here alone because you're going
to
need community.
Find your tribe.
I don't really be
knowing exactly how to explain it to adults, so I'm glad that I'm able to get this type of insight. Because I fully agree, and it's like I can't raise you. You're going to have to get this type of research, that education, that hunger within yourself, you know?
If you really want to be liberated and you really want to love yourself, once you find yourself, you move differently. You feel me? So when people are undecisive and they don't know what they're doing, they have not found themselves yet. Because once you find yourself, you're going to move accordingly. Go ahead, Mama Ayo.
Yes.
Answer to that right there, folks, okay?
I just wanted to remind us that we're trying to build a nation. We are trying to come out from under 400 years of every dirty thing that the Caucasoid has impregnated us with, has controlled us with. We're living his culture. We're living his spirit, his so-called religion, his holidays, his way of dress, his way of burying, his way of courtship and marriage. We're not trying to be that, because if we do that, we're going to end up being black imperialists, black neo-colonialists, black capitalists. That is not what we're trying to do. And so when we try to tell people that we have to develop a new African sense of who we are, we go back to the Nguza Saba. We go to the laws of Ma'at. We go to the New African Creed. Those hold us accountable because we are in harmony with the earth. We are people that's in harmony of the earth. The people that have oppressed us are not in alignment with divine law. So it's a hard job because you got to purge jealousy, envy, greed, ego, the things that you have to do first so that you can be open and receptive. One of the other things I wanted to say is we are a nation. If we're a nation, that means we have to have man, woman, and child. We're trying to build families. We're trying to protect the children and the elders and the women. If you're not in alignment with that, then you are what we call in opposition to what we're trying to do. And that is some of the problems. Because our youth think that it's anything and everything, and you can be multi-this and multi-that. That's not what this nation's about.
What they say, that is non-binary. Not. I said non-binary, you were born a certain gender. Now, if you want to say that you're a non-binary, that means you're going to say you 4 or 5 month fetus, because that's the only time that every person has a vagina. That's the only time.
This stuff, like I said, this is crazy, and I totally agree with
that's
you
not,
both.
That's not everybody, no. But that's not what we call new African science. New African science is very clear about who we are.
It's ridiculous.
It is called the Ankh. It is called man, woman, and child. The womb of a woman, the penis of a man, and their union. And that is
and it's always been the life portal. It has always been the natural life portal.
I say.
The Yoniverse is really the Yoniverse, for real. There is a whole universe inside of a woman.
I say.
Absolutely. And that's that.
And then I agree with you too, also. Also, mama.
And that's that heaven that is recognized by our kingsmen. By our elders, by our
it's
our
recognized by nature.
Everywhere.
That's why we have absent births every single month.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's why. And then that's why Brother Kenny Anderson spoke on this the other night on George Jackson Radio, because he said we have to even get our own calendar. You feel me? Because they not even vibrating on the right frequency in their time.
Oh.
You feel me? Because
yes,
spring comes, the new year starts in spring. Yeah, the new
they
year starts
They want everybody
in
to be working.
So we
got
to make our own
5 months. They are, if you look at the last 5 months and then count stuff out in Spanish, do you understand? And this is the crazy thing, because we invented the Spanish language as well. Okay, so get this. November, wait, what is it? From June or July, okay? There is, if you count it out, as far as in Spanish, there's siete, ocho, nueve, diez, right? September, October, November, December. There's a lot of things that they mess with. There's two extra months that they add in because they shave time down.
Yeah, now see, this is the thing that I'm gonna always ride on. I ride on that Africanism, right? So if they're Africanism, I don't care nothing about that. Because I don't believe we brothers and sisters.
I understand, but look, we invented
it. We got to deal on that Africanism first. You feel me? We have to do that, because that's what's going to unapologetically take us over. You feel me?
The
that's
only way that
we are not
unite
doing
is taking a bold trip back and all of that stuff within our other families as well. After, you see, because they have to know that we are all united as well. And I'm only saying that as an immigrant's daughter. Everybody's got to know that they're united.
But we got to be unapologetically African first, that new African. Because everything
if we are in tune with history and we talk about African-centered learning, we already know that African people were all over the world. We're talking about a phenomenon that has happened in the last 700, 800 years where there have been, because I tell my Spanish-speaking students all the time, Spanish is not your language. Spanish is the language you speak from your oppressor. You speak Spanish because you oppressed. Haiti speaks French because they were oppressed.
They were our diaspora.
That's not their indigenous language. We speak English because it is the language of our colonizer, of our captors. So all of us have been captured. We're talking about new Africans. What will be our language? Our language right now
let's
we're
get
pushing
the language
for Kiswahili.
Going again.
Kiswahili. We're talking about we still have to know Portuguese. We still have to know because you do know that the people of Brazil, they were the largest contingent of Africans that were taken out of Africa.
80% of their population there is black, but we only see the 20% that's light. And those are
Thank
the Spaniard children
you.
That were actually
Thank
bastardized
you.
There, too.
Thank you. That's why it's important for us to know our history and to teach our children. That is the most important assignment that we have. Our children do not know who they are because they do not know from whence they have come.
That's why
we are all trying the best that we can to have homeschooling, to have African-centered educational facilities, to actually know what is going on.
I'm fortunate in my family to be able to say I know four generations back.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that is one of our battles because some of us are elders and we are ill. Some of us, like you talk about Mumia, you talk about all the political prisoners and the POWs. They are brilliant, but they're locked down. You have other elders. Right now, the battle is a biological and health battle because some of those elders are on breathing machines. Some of those elders now have lung problems. Some of those elders are now having to go to dialysis because we did not pay attention to the conspiracy against our people about food. All of us are sick because of food.
Yes.
Because of the addictions that we have. Because we got away from that home cooking to that microwave nonsense. And to that quick fast food, chips, all of that. So we have to, and we have the capability, brothers and sisters, when you start your journey, because I remember, I think it was Dr. Africa or somebody, said that if you've spent 20 years with a bad living, it takes you over two and a half, three years to get back on track and to reset your melanin and your cells. But you got to be disciplined.
Yes.
You got to drink that water. You got to do those enemas. You got to be fasting. You got to be detoxing. And not everybody is there yet. Not everybody.
Well, we also have to stop genetically helping them. We have to stop genetically helping them and assisting them in anything. Do you understand? I told my sister, because, you know, my sister, she donates plasma. She really does care about it. She had a premature baby, so I understand. However, I told her, I said, you are giving them you're giving them genetic power. An average tube of plasma, the way that they sell it, is worth thousands, right?
Yes.
My sister's only getting $100-something for her little plasma. I'm like, are you serious? And then she was like, that's only because I'm a new donor. When I become a regular, it's $50. I said, are you serious? And they do that,
oh,
and they put these plasma centers in low-income neighborhoods on purpose. That's their
Absolutely.
Only way that they're going to keep on getting genetic support.
Absolutely, but the thing that we're trying to encourage our sisters, our women, is that we control the house. If your husband and your children are ill and they have allergies, and you yourself, if your mate has impotency problems, it's on you, sister, because you're feeding them. It is your mindset. If your baby is coming out and your baby has issues, it's because you did not do the work. And that's very, very hard for sisters to hear and to transform their lives, knowing that we're ignorant. We're ignorant of certain things, and they're not willing to sit down and listen, because how can you listen when you got some weave in your hair, you got perm in your hair, you got these fake nails on, and you have all those other things that's taking you away from purpose, from my eyes.
And it's so coincidental that they want us to put fake things on our antennas to the universe. Our hair is an antenna to the universe. Our nails, believe it or not, that's the reason why you can tell if you're sick or not, the way that your nails grow. You see what I'm saying? There are certain extra parts of our limbs, you know, like extremities, and those are actual antennas. And they want us to have those all covered up and masked up so we can't get universal messages.
Absolutely.
I really truly realized that after a certain point, and that was when I had just, you know, no more weaves or anything like that. And, you know, and I felt even more confident about myself when I was just like that. But it was because I was feeling more. I was feeling more affirmation from the universe about who I was.
Ashe. And that's what we got to teach our daughters.
This is another form of warfare, when their standards of beauty are another form of warfare as well. They know that the woman is the head of the household, so they definitely want her with a wig on her head, her actual vision cloudy, you know what I'm saying, some blue contacts, and a blonde weave, and long-ass nails, so she can't see
from the universe. And her hair is showing everywhere, so... Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's why we got
showing
to, we
everywhere,
got to
but she
door.
Doesn't even know how to actually meditate in that instance. Like, I mean, it's not like you're putting your ass to the sun. So
we got to teach our daughters. We have to teach our daughters. Like, I want to go into this next question, right? Because that's gonna carry us on into this next question. Because dealing with this coronavirus, right? Like, in your all's perspective areas, I want to know, what are y'all experiences with this coronavirus and what is going on with this, dealing with our people?
Well, I have a cousin named Shelly, and she works in the medical field. Now, mind you, for a year and a half, the first year and a half that this shit has been going on, she never got it. She got her children and herself tested weekly, which I technically never really agreed with, because I'm like, they might end up giving you a false positive just because that's how the ball rolls. That there are so many false positive diagnoses when it comes down to even regular things, you know, false flu diagnosis, and it was like strep throat or something. Either way, I turned around, my cousin, her daughter, well, her son and her husband got it. She heals them, right? And I mean holistically, she heals them. Then she turns around and gets it. Her job says that she has to, because she tested positive and she's in the medical field, she had to get a vaccine. She quit. They are literally going to try and make it like that for every other civilian. So that's another reason why I even stay away from going and getting tested and stuff like that. Everybody want to, oh, I want to find out. Listen, if I could live with it within my home and it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that I'm not, because I clean and disinfect my house every day. So it doesn't, you know, but it's just a matter of, would you rather deal with it at home or be on a actual government list testing you positive? Because what they plan on doing is when they do decide to make everything mandatory, they're going on those lists. I don't care if you was able to deal with it at home. I don't care if you was able to do any of that. I'm serious. They're coming on those lists.
I was able to deal with it at home, not to cut you off. And I will say I did get tested as well. I didn't get a nasal test. I got a spit test. I did three separate tests because they said I didn't have it. But I had all the symptoms, and not just the symptoms you hear on the TV. Like, I had a flu-like symptoms. I had a headache. My head was
pounding. I'm thankful.
Hold on. Let her finish, Bianca, let her finish.
I had the chills. I had a fever. Me and my husband, we were down for about 3 weeks. So can nobody tell me I didn't have it, even though the test said I didn't have it, and he didn't have it, and my son didn't have it. None of my boys had it either. We all did spit tests. And so, but all of the symptoms that I had, I mean, all of the symptoms where you're getting up and you're getting shortness of breath, I have asthma. So when I get a regular cold, it's not a regular cold. It's like a month-long cold. I had to call in and have a nebulizer mailed to my house with treatments, with the solution that comes with it. I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste. But when they say you can't taste, it's not a I can't taste. It's like a everything tastes like blah, like bland, the same. Like you don't taste anything. And so all of those symptoms, I couldn't even stand up in the shower, literally. I felt like I was going to die. So I am not acting like it is not real. I really did have it. And it's terrible because you got a pounding headache that won't go away. And then when you take medicine, you're throwing up, so you're sick, so you can't keep nothing down because you can't eat anything, so you can't take medicine. And then at the same time, you're having breathing issues. I literally could not hardly breathe. And so, I mean, Mama, like you said, your CMA, my husband started me on treatment with steam. He had turmeric, tea, all of that stuff. It works is what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't take the vaccine, but I'm saying those things do work. Those things help me. Those things save my life pretty much. But
definitely. And that was holistic, and that's what I'm saying. If we can be proactive about it in the first place, you know what I'm saying? And in our within our environment, I'm telling you, believe me, look
and
at this shit on
I'm saying
on,
is, it
is Mama,
real, but
is Mama
if you
Io.
Notice when this variant, I'm sorry.
And this
I
is Mama Io,
I can attest
to what you're saying, because we're not proponents of trying to take a vaccine. As I told you before, we're about prevention, fortification.
Right.
So that's why I prefaced what I said. I had some of the same symptoms, not as deep as yours, because I could still breathe. I just had a heavy headache, and I was down because I do not get sick. I'm an elder, and I don't get sick because I do what I got to do. So when I did have the lack of smell for a couple of days and the headache and the just lethargy, I went to what I'm supposed to do every 2 hours. My temperature never went above 99, but I'm sitting up there taking the echinacea, the turmeric. I'm taking, of course, the bitters, the African bitters.
Yeah.
I'm serious, every 2 hours, and you all know how horrible those are. And I'm drinking. So you know what you catch, because I don't catch anything.
Yeah.
And when I go down and I'm exhibiting those symptoms, nobody has to tell me that I have a flu or so-called COVID.
Right.
You know from yourself what you get. And to come up out of there and not have to go to the hospital, not have to be rushed anywhere, that's a testament to the herbs that you're taking and
right.
the strategies that you're
that
utilizing.
That was my biggest fear, was going to a hospital, because I know they will put you on a ventilator. What's crazy
they
is before all this hit, I lost my grandma and my auntie in 2018. My auntie, the first thing they said was put her on the nebulizer, and that was like right before all of this stuff. I mean, not right before, but before all this stuff started. So they've been doing that, putting people on a ventilator. When you really don't need a ventilator, telling her she can't breathe and all she really needed was oxygen. But they get more
and so
money
population
if they can put you on a ventilator.
Population control has been the whole issue ever since we've been here. I promise you, they had a good thing going when they had slavery. For them, they had a good thing going, right? But then we started overpopulating them. So they like, oh, damn, okay, we can kill them like this, but we definitely need help in the medical field. This is the reason why I say holistic health is so important, because they will give you things that your body don't need all the time, even on a, you know, a regular checkup basis. So with this pandemic as an excuse, they have been misdiagnosing people. They have been giving people all kind of experimental drugs. They doing all of this, period, because what they done as far as studying is only been on albino rats. It has never been on anything with any melanin. So they know if it works for them, which it has backfired extremely. Extremely.
Well, we know we're not all the same. But my thing
and honestly, they don't care because, look, they have no souls,
really.
So
sure
there's a casualty
of
war for
them. Remedies like you
Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute. Y'all talking over each other. Let Bianca finish and then you can go ahead and see it. Go ahead, Bianca.
No. I fully concur with exactly what Monique was saying, because that was kind of what I was leading up to. I'm saying there are so many aspects of warfare we have to identify in general in order, and it's not in order to do what we need to do, because as soon as we identify one, knock that shit off. I don't care. You know, just knock it off. But there are so many aspects of it that we have to realize. Yes, we are being killed. There is no safe treatments or anything coming from them at all. We have to be able to do our own healing.
Exactly. Go ahead, Sister Mo. Go ahead, Sis Mo.
So all I was saying was just we need to question everything, because we're getting a vaccine from a group of people who have done nothing but oppress our people. They've never given us anything that was good for us. Like just if you go back to even the amount of people in prisons, them putting crack in our neighborhoods, them oppressing us in school, like our kids can't even get a decent education. And honestly, Bianca, you should pull your kids out of that school anyway, but I'm sorry. But not people who have never given you nothing good, and now we're supposed to take your word and believe that this is good for everybody. Like, so for me to just take what you're saying, I just question everything, honestly. I can't take someone telling me to take a vaccine that has done this, all the things and more, and still doing things, and I'm just supposed to take those people's word for it. And honestly, I didn't hear anything about a Delta variant until they brought out a vaccine. So I don't know what that
exactly.
is
about. Exactly. Exactly.
Let's
I'm
see what,
sorry. Just one
Noble
more thing,
and,
Auntie Millie. I promise I won't say nothing else.
Okay,
and the
blueberry. Go ahead, Brother Noble. We're going to let Brother Noble weigh in. Go ahead, sis.
Okay, one more thing. I'm sorry. Okay, you were very right about me pulling the munchkins out and stuff like that, but this is one thing. That it's a part of the psychological and physical attack on the black family. They already got my children's father. You know what I'm saying? They got him vaccinated. They got him vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? So he's actually asked me. Now, mind you, years before, he's never asked me about why I've never gotten our children the flu shot. This year, after he's gotten the vaccine, he, you know, just kind of asked me, like, well, why? Like, okay, do you understand every single vaccine that they call themselves coming up with for us, they're infecting you with the actual infection to see if your body's tolerance for it.
That's right. You got to get it. They give you
the
thing.
That's
the
only reason why they find. Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck out. Man,
ow.
If my children have never had influenza, I'm not going to infect them with it just to play some Russian roulette on the pharmaceutical company. Y'all, man, no. This is my children's life. And up until he got that vaccination, there's never been no question about it. So I'm telling you, there's a certain level of control that ends up coming with that damn shit. There's a lot of people that call themselves being more compliant and making the world better and all this other stuff after they get it.
That's crazy. Go ahead, Brother Noble.
Where Brother Sekou at?
He's been online. I'm going to let him chime in after you. You go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to hear from Bro, but pretty much, all I really got to say, fam, is we don't got shit, man. If you really break it down to really what we have accomplished since we had it, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you talking about the vaccine? Okay. I'm about to be a fan about this.
You can go in. You can go in. Don't go in yet, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Talk about the vaccine. God.
Y'all already know. I'm bad. Okay.
No.
Okay. On the vaccine, I would say that I've heard a couple of people say that we've got the vaccines before, and what's the problem now? And my problem is the measles, mumps, and rubella shot that we all got, that you had to get back in the day. You know what I'm saying? That was carefully researched. I don't know how carefully, but, you know, it was researched, and it was, you know, it actually took time for this to come out, for it to actually, you know, help. But this coming out in 9 months, and they really expect us to get this on a mass scale. I mean, it's actually sick, and it's scary, fam, because there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not a Christian or a biblical person like that, but it's a lot of scripture that is saying stuff about this, and not just in the Christian thing. You know what I'm saying? There's something that is up with this, and that's going to come out of this, and I don't want no part of it, you know? If I have to, you know what I'm saying, catch it and do my herbs and all that, you know what I'm saying, but go through a little bit of fire, hey, that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not putting some foreign antibody in my veins. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to do that, that is your choice. Hey, whatever. But, you know, there's always side effects. And it's not just on some little scale that they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? This little scale is just the tip of the iceberg until people really get into the side effects, you know? But on that, definitely, make sure you're careful with it. But, you know what I'm saying? Always do your research. And that's what our people have a big problem with, is doing the research on what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We're so adapted to taking masters, you know, word. Master said it was good, so let me go ahead and get this. This is right. We got to do this. You know what I'm saying? And they have seen, you know, what that has done for us in the past. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's start thinking out the box. And I'm so proud of my people. There's an awakening, you know what I'm saying, that we're going through. And I really appreciate that. But, you know, I don't want to say it's a little too late, but, you know, I want to do my part, and, you know, other people are doing their part to make it kind of speed up a little bit, because what we've got in store for us, family, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing nice. You know, if you do your research on it, what this is going to bring about, if you're with it or not with it, this is going to bring about something that we've never seen before in this. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was talking to my son. You know, he was saying that, he was asking me, Dad, did y'all ever go through anything like this, like the coronavirus, where y'all had to go home? and stuff like that. And I thought, like hell no. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of, it gives me a little more, a broader insight into what they're going through as kids. You know what I'm saying? We have never been through anything like this. There's nobody in this group that's 100 years old. You know what I'm saying? And that was the last pandemic or you know, flu breakout or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I think what's going to come along with that is going to be something that we've never experienced before. And I'm seriously hoping, like I said before, that that's going to be the key for us to unite, because, you know, it took us this long to do it, but something major and catastrophic, I hope, you know what I'm saying? I don't hope happens right now, but, you know, but I just hope it's something that we can get through and unite from. You know what I'm saying? So,
you got to do everything, brother, though. Every time. Go ahead, brother, say cool, and then I'm going to, like I said, this show has taken a life of its own because I have not asked any of my questions of the Unity
I'm
Community
so
News
sorry.
Team.
I really didn't mean to make it about
that's all right.
I didn't think it'd be out here all night. I thought it was an hour. I got simple.
I know. Hey, we almost an hour and 30 minutes in, so I'm going to let brother say cool. Come on in and chime in on that. And then I want everybody to get a closing together for me. And I want you all to get your information together so that you all can share with the people where they can reach out, support and everything. So, Brother Sekou, you go ahead. And then y'all get y'all closing together. And then while they doing their closing, Brother Sekou, you get your closing together. Then I'll close out the show. Because we already almost 2 hours in.
I'm so sorry, Melly. I'm sorry.
This has been a great show. This has been a great show. Go ahead, Brother Sekou.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I'm honored to be in the company of such folks as was on this show tonight. And the scholarly responses of questions and answers that are taking place, outstanding. And for a newcomer, it would be a little overwhelming because of the nature and depth of the information. And so as Malcolm once said, he said, make it plain, keep it simple. Things that became real clear during this conversation. One, no matter what we do, the question becomes, how are we going to coexist with white folks in the system? How are we going to do that? See, how are we going to do that? He is out, she is out, the system out is out to systematically kill us, period. Period. No matter what we do, it is still going to work on killing us, including poisoning the food, poisoning the water. They have the technology to do it. So there's no question about them just going to be sitting on the sideline watching us heal, watching us build, and watching us do for self. They're not going to allow that. They're still going to be focusing on killing us. That means removing us from life. How are we going to coexist with them? How are we going to do it? Because that's always going to be in the background. I don't care how many Wall Streets that you build, he's going to be out to bomb that shit and kill you. He's not having that. He's not having it. So the question becomes, when are we going to be willing to kill our enemy? When are we going to be willing to kill the enemy? Just kill him. Not out killing. Be done with it and over with. So he's got to go. He is the virus. The vaccine and all the rest of that is just symptoms of who he is. Who he is. And if you don't kill the killer, then you are wasting your time doing all the rest of this, because no matter how healthy you get, the end game is that he's going to kill you. Kill you. Huh? Period. Okay. And if you're not willing to kill the enemy, then why are you going through all these little gyrations about being healthy and being free when your enemy is still there? He's still there. Ain't going nowhere. And that's the one that we've got to get to. How do we kill the enemy? How do we do that?
so that we can live. See? Because without killing it, we cannot live. It's not going to allow that. That's its code of conduct, and it's committed to that. See? It's committed to that. Mm-hmm. So the attitude has to be transformed. See? My job is not to make you conscious. My job is to make you conscious of your unconscious behavior, of not wanting to deal with the bottom line, because that's painful and that's bloody. See? Bloodshed has to be spilled. See? More so on his side than our side. But we're going to have to die. So since we're going to die, we might as well take somebody with us. And that includes all these little petty agents and minions that are following its code of conduct. They got to die too, along with the enemy, since they're in bed with it. See? So there ain't going to be no separation from that. And so as the sister said, you're either with us or you're against us. There's no in-between. If you're not committed to the life of our people, then you are unconsciously committed to our death. It's just that simple. There's no sentimentality in it. See? And that's where we're heading. And we're getting closer and closer every day. That's why we have these vigorous conversations on how to avoid that, or how to postpone that, or how to manage that so that there's life. You're going to have to kill. Got to think. It can't be afraid of that. See? Even if you got high blood pressure. You can still kill him, so there's no excuse to allow it to be. You cannot coexist with the system of murder.
I agree, brother. Hold on, we have another special guest that I want to introduce to the show. She wants to add a comment. We have our president of the Republic of New Africa, Madam President. Come on in and join the show.
Yes, free the land, everyone. Thank you so much, the Melly Queen, for inviting me on up to speak. I have been listening in and out because we ripping and running, preparing for tomorrow. I just want to just add to the conversation that everybody, and I'm taking this from my dear brother out of Philly. I love it when he says this. All of us are nation builders. Every last one of us is just a matter of which nation are we building, which one are we deciding to build, because every single person is a nation builder. So are you building for your enemy, or are you building for us? You know, mm-hmm. and in that, we have to be really, 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 really clear. I know this has already been touched upon because y'all been building. We have to be really, 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 really clear in terms of what that looks like. If we want to build for self, what does that look like? Because we both definitely don't want to build the exact same system that we're trying to get away from. That's not what we want to do. You know, it's not enough to just say, oh, I just want to do for black people, but in what way and in what manner? Because we were discussing COVID, health and wellness. Yet a lot of different ailments that we go through as a people, because we're traumatized people and we don't necessarily know how to deal with our trauma. A lot of the different things that we go through is based upon the emotions that we have, emotions about ourselves, emotions about other people, how we feel, how it affects us. And that affects our whole entire being, the way we think about ourselves. So we are liberating ourselves on every single level, physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, socially, economically. Every single level, we are stepping outside of the box. Meaning, whatever we're doing in this system right now, we have to do the exact opposite. So that means we have to break poor and bad habits that don't do us well.
Yeah.
And we got to know exactly what we're building. What principles are we building upon? And I know it was mentioned earlier. I know I heard Mama Ayo mention it, and I heard some other brothers and sisters mention it. rebuilding upon my art. Truth, justice, righteousness, universal law and order. We are the people of the planet. We have always lived in accordance with nature. So we build upon those particular principles. And those particular principles are rooted in communalism. There is nothing, absolutely nothing in the universe that works alone. So we have to learn, we as a people, because we have been conditioned to not be able to work together, because we allow, it's not that we don't build, yet we allow petty things to get in the way of us staying zeroed in and focused, because we don't know how to process our trauma. And when we have a trigger, we don't know how to process it. We don't know how to effectively and maturely deal with our own issues. Because when you're building something totally different and you're going through a transformation process, constructive self-criticism and constructive criticism is a must. You have to do self-analysis. Every single day it's a refining, because you want to be in alignment with what it is that we're building. And we got to be 100% committed to that. It can't be 80%. It can't be 90%. We can't be straddling the fence on every low level, because when we straddle the fence, that means we break rank. It don't work like that. You leave holes, you weaken. You weaken. If we live a lie, you weaken your constitution. When you speak lies, you weaken your constitution. We learned that in martial arts. So it's very important. Those of us who say, oh, this is what I want, we have to be 100% committed to what that mission is. Meaning we have to be able to do the self-work, 100% committed to ourselves, to loving ourselves, implementing those universal principles within ourselves, speaking, being honest with ourselves, speaking truth to ourselves and truth to those around us, not looking at things what we wish it could be, but dealing in reality, just so we can identify specifically what needs to happen and what needs to take place. And be scientific about it. You know, and we say we want this. Okay, what are the different aspects or variables that need to be put into place to make this happen, to strive for 100%? And along the way, while we're doing that work, because doing the work is actually a part of refining self. Along the way, as we're doing the work and communing and meeting and planning and strategizing and executing, we're doing that self-work and staying 100% committed to the mission. If we notice within ourselves that we have an attitude or anything that is not in alignment with what it is, not in alignment with the collective, not in alignment with what it is that we're building, we have to check ourselves. That's that self-work. If we know that we are traumatized and then we do a whole bunch of things, we have to do it yourself. See, because if we don't, we all done seen it. We've seen it. So catapulting forward, we got to be 100% committed on every single level, and I yield.
I say, Madam President, I say. All right, we're going to, like I said, this has been a fabulous show. I want to thank you all for calling in and joining us tonight. Unity Community News team, you're going to have to come back so we can talk about Unity Community News. So I want you to start off with closing. We're going to start with Sister Mo. Then we're going to go to Brother Noble. Then we're going to go to Brother Chairman Sekou. And then we're going to end with Madam Vice President and Madam President. So go ahead, Sister Mo.
So I just want to say I love my people, and I really want to see us all do great. I feel like I'm really in a good space right now where I am going to be able to try to make some changes. Coming from Colorado, where, you know, you see a lot of others, it actually feels good to actually see some people who look like me. And I'm not promoting coming to Stonecrest, Georgia, or nothing like that. I'm promoting coming together all over as black people, because when you look around, there's nobody for us but us. And so you're not trying to get everybody. You know you're not going to get everybody. I mean, even here, I do see it. I'm not trying to act like, oh, it's perfect. But you definitely see you have your different groups. You have your people who are, you know, more so, they people love Massa. Black people do love them some Massa. I'm going to just say that. But there are black people who genuinely love black people and love the skin they're in and love being who they are. And that's the people that I love that I'm seeing around me. Mm-hmm. And I know that, honestly, I think it's a reset right now. And I welcome it. And I'm just happy to see what the future is going to bring with us, all of us, because I'm a spiritual person, so I believe that you're connected to different people for different reasons in your life. And I am happy to have been connected to Brother Sekou, Melly, Bianca, and even you guys on here tonight, because I think that things happen for me. And so I'll close with that. I love y'all. And we're going to keep it going.
Ashe, Sister Mo, I love you. Go ahead, Brother Noble. Go ahead, Brother Noble.
Hello, my family.
Thank you.
Who is that?
But yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying. We love you too, Sister B.
Oh, she's still on that end. Hey, see, I thought her phone had died.
But yeah, definitely for closing, fam, I just want to say, like I was saying before, man, we don't got nothing, fam. As a people, we can talk this, we can talk that, and like the New Republic of Africa is saying, free the land. And me, I'm saying I'm down with that too, but really what I'm down with, fam, if they won't free it, well, let's buy it then. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they're saying. Brother Sekou was saying that they'll come and bomb it and all that stuff. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I've been sitting up here and I've been saying, man, I'm ready to die for something like this. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, until we come together and figure that out first, until we build first, because our people are not going to respond to ideas. Our people respond to tangible items. And what that is actual land and places where we can actually house ourselves and we can actually be. So what I think is we should build first, and then we come up with, like the sister was talking about, the 40 laws of Ma'at. You know, what if I'm a brother that's just coming in that just loves our people and ready to do something, but I don't know about that. I can't be down with y'all because I don't know. In the land, when you have land and when we get to this point, that's when our people are going to come in and learn. That's when our people are going to come in and have respect for us because of what we did. We can actually invite our people in and say, hey, look at what we've done. Not about this idea. We've had ideas forever, family. We've had ideas for too long. So what it's time to do is actually it's time to start and putting some action and putting some dollars into it. You know what I'm saying? These little think tanks like we have here, with your show, Melly, and with Unity Community News and formerly Mile High News, is our think tanks. But those think tanks need to be up under one roof, a roof that is owned and operated by us. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, we're going to get infiltrators. If not, we're going to get people, you know, spying on us. But I honestly don't care if they're spying on us because that's what needs to be the whole truth around the world, really, is that we need our own. So until I drop, until they bury me or cremate me or whatever, I am always going to scream out that we need our own land. We need our own things for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that.
I say. All right, go ahead, Brother Sekou. I say.
Yes, ma'am. When we talk about, started out talking about operational unity for our liberation and the overthrow of our enemy. And as we talk about these different systems, we must
We must have education. We must have housing. We must have economic systems. And we have to have means and ways of sustaining them without fear of our enemy coming to destroy that. And so there are going to be many aspects of this thing that has to be blended together. And under the understanding that how we operate as human beings, everything with a human being, tangible and has results, starts out with a thought. And then we move out to make it real by using the resources that are available for us to make that happen. And that's how we build systems of social civilization. And so as we go about doing what we're doing, there's more of a blending that has to take place where all the players have got to come together and just do what you do best. Do your passion. If your passion is education, do that. If your passion is medicine, do that. If your passion is building economic systems, do that. And I have no problem in supporting those things that are outside of my primary passion. And so I support and I contribute to others' ideas. And I incorporate them into an idea that I have that makes this worth getting up in the morning and doing something that's bigger and greater than myself individually. And so it requires a team of folks doing things, just like how your body operates. There's teamwork going down inside of all of us as we speak. And these different systems are not opposed to each other, but are incongruent with each other. And so the unity comes in how do we build us internally, so that we can manifest that outside of us and do that in a way that's constructive. And so we must have the idea of an undying, no matter what, love for our people. That's one. And a passionate hatred for our enemy so that there's no question about what's going to be our response. And our responses have to be overwhelming. So even if he doesn't respect us, he will fear us. See, he'll fear us. And then that'll give us time to organize what we need to do, not just where we're at particularly, but all over the world. Our problem is international, is all over the world. And so our response has to be international so that you just can't picnic and go in and pick us apart in any different area which we live, because that's going to impact no matter where we live. So the system has to be destroyed. And we cannot win by recreating it and imitating that.
I say.
We have to be totally opposed to the status quo and seek to operate outside of the box. All right, in unity. Our purpose is liberation. Our purpose is to overthrow the enemy. And we know who that is. We know who that is. There's no question about it. No question about it. So then we move out on the idea and enforce the code of conduct, period. Either you're for us or you're against us. Ain't no in between. Ain't none. And if you get in the way of our liberation, then in the words of H. Rap Brown, die, nigga, die.
I say, Brother St. Cook, Chairman, always. Go ahead, Mama Ayo. Go ahead, Madam Vice President.
Well, free the land. This was a wonderful conversation. And it's always wonderful, Melly, when you find people who have an undying love for our people, for themselves, and it's manifested. It's really, really manifested in the work, because as the brother was saying, we're about the work. We're about doing what it is that's necessary. Our cry is to free the land. How are we doing that? We're taking all of our, if not only, because we are nationalists, pan-Africanists, internationalists, so we know that all of Africa, all the world really has to stand up against imperialism, neocolonialism, white supremacy, racism. And we know that through an organized mechanism, which we're calling the New African Liberation Front, the New African Independence Movement, all of them under a one mission, one God, one aim, one destiny, as Marcus Mosiah Garvey says. And we stand on those shoulders. We stand on the shoulders of Malcolm and Queen Mother Moore. And we stand on the shoulders of all of the elders that are still in jail, that are incarcerated, that were killed, that were murdered, that are still being murdered. And we have what we call a blood responsibility to free our people. We're not just talking about the U.S. We're talking about the Caribbean. We're talking about Africa, because we know that collectively we will work together. We will do business together. We will transform the earth. We're not talking about setting up the same kind of energy system, the same kind of plumbing, and the same kind of same types of building materials. That's what we're talking about in New Africa. What does it look like to have a collective of houses with people working, understanding how they're going to make their money? Because in New Africa, everybody has a house. Everybody has free education. Everybody has free medical care. We have never seen that. You and I have never seen that. What does that look like? Can we even imagine it? No, we cannot, because we are the ones that have to show our children what that looks like. So I'm just always happy to be in the midst of brothers and sisters who are in alignment with what we are trying to do, what we are doing, what we've been doing for 53 years since we signed our Declaration of Independence and our preamble. We have a constitution. We're real clear about what we're trying to do. So it's always wonderful to know that brothers and sisters such as yourselves are in harmony, and that what I hear throughout everybody is that their undying love for who we are and what we're trying to do. So I yield. I love y'all.
I say, Mama, we love you too. I say, okay, Madam President, go ahead and close us out, and we're going to go ahead and end the show. But like I said, this has been a fabulous show. I want to thank you all for joining in and adding in. Y'all are all always welcome, always welcome. Like I said, we will do this again. So we're going to close out with Madam President, and then we're going to close the show out. Go ahead, Madam President.
Okay, Frieda Land, I want us all to really, 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 really just know the power in the collective. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the power in the collective, embodying that, knowing that, loving ourselves enough, loving each other enough to know what that feels like, what that looks like. Because, and when I say the power in the collective, it feels amazing to work with people, other brothers and sisters that are 100% committed, like, period, right? 100% committed. Now, I'm not saying that other brothers and sisters are not necessarily, quote-unquote, useful. That's not, quote, all the way there yet, because everybody has gifts, talents, superpowers, right? And if we're tapped in enough and we pay attention enough, and if we observe enough, we know how to utilize all our people. It's right where they can be utilized. So I'm not excluding anybody, because our nation, all melanated people are citizens. Now, not all melanated people are conscious citizens of the Republic of New Africa, but all citizens of the Republic of New Africa. So we work on the behalf of our people. Yeah, to add to all the beautiful comments, all the beautiful dialogue that was here today, I'm looking forward to seeing us on mass levels and in dense pockets really know the power in the collective and everybody moving forward in that one direction that Mama Ayo just talks about. You know, and when we say standing on principle, you know, we're talking about innate principle. Melanated beings innately know how to treat each other that are in our natural state of being, not normal, but natural state of being, or aiming toward our natural state of being. I have to know that the brother next, the brother or sister next to me, it doesn't have it in for me to love me. And you need to know that I love you. And the only way that you know that is through my action, what I do, how I move, not necessarily what I say. So I've enjoyed this conversation, this dialogue. It's exciting. I'm always excited to hear like-minded brothers and sisters that are doing the work in their areas, that are building, that are working, that are striving, that are thriving. And I look forward to connecting in the near future. I yield. Free to land, everyone.
I say, thank you, Madam President. Thank you all for joining us. Like I said, we will be here every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Time, the Truth and Power Corner. This has been a great show. This has been my Unity Community family from Stonecrest and Colorado and my main family, the Republic of New Africa, Madam President Spahn and Madam Vice President Mama Ayo joined us tonight. This has been a fabulous show. I love you all. Reach out, donate to $Vanguard's Academy to support the platform. We're going to keep bringing this news to you. We're going to start our new segment, Meet Our Nation. Meet the delegates and the citizens of the Republic of New Africa. We love you all. Free the land, family. Black power, all power. All power is always in the people.
Love y'all. Love y'all.
We hope to see you soon.
Sometimes I think if I could change my color, but what I want to be. They say the whiter the brighter, you black, you a fighter. 401 years of oppression, but still managed to pull up in that 2020. That's good credit, right? Gotta keep your hustle tight. Take care of your kids, cause that karma hit. And I ain't got no daughters, but I wish I did. These little boys I got, I swear they gotta be militant. Yeah, cause these fools take killing. And I be damned if a can take mine on some racist. That's why I'm teaching about black facing. And the KKK, that's something we can't escape. Son,
they don't like you cause you black. Son, they gon' judge you from the start. Son, don't want no hate up in your heart, but you gotta move smart. They gon' judge you cause you dark.
Mama, they really had kids in the field. They don't care how it feels. Slavery paid the bills. Mama, this is no more designed for us to fail. How you give a man freedom but don't give a land a bill? Well, Mama, what happened to 40 acres of mules? The only time they respect us is when we keep them a meal. Wait, blackface? Why are they making us out of shoes? Those stereotypes are ugly. We're looking for something to prove. We gotta think harder. We gotta be smarter. They said by the third grade if I can't read, I'ma be just like my father and not incarcerated. What happened to proclamation emancipation? I gotta learn all my history. It's a mystery. My kids are keep on bringing up plays. That's what she did to me.
Listen, a wise man once said, education is a passport to the future. But tomorrow belongs to who prepared for it today.
Back in the days, I used to wanna be the cop.
I remember.
The good guy, till Rihanna got shot. I couldn't imagine my mama is all I got.
They keep their knee on our neck, it's a sacrifice when we die. George Floyd, y'all killed him, it's no excuses. Over a fake 20, really, that shit was gruesome.
You mean to tell me that Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the slaves?
They don't like you cause you black.
I'm so tired of protesting, but we can't stop protesting till we get our reparation. And we can't stop buying all up in the store, Gucci and Dior, until we get our reparation. Cause as soon as our money starts spinning, it's ending. They gon' forget everything that we were fighting. They gon' remember why they hated from the beginning. And we gotta go, we need our